We're now joined by Missouri defensive lineman Akil Byers, senior. We'll ask him to make an opening comment about the season, and then we'll take your questions. Akil, just talk about what you're looking forward to as the 2021 season approaches.
I'm looking forward to just, leaving it all on the field, with my teammates, giving it my all. I've been in Missouri for 5 years. This is my last season, and I just want to give it everything I got.
Thanks, Akil. If you have a question, raise your hand. Victoria Lawrence and Fuller will get a microphone to you. We'll go ahead and take some questions for Akil. So we wait for questions. Akil, talk a little bit about, you mentioned obviously you've been at Missouri for a number of years. Just talk about the growth of the program and how you feel that your team is ready for even bigger success here in 2021.
I've seen tremendous growth in the program at Missouri since I've been there. Just dealing with coaches change, it changes a lot. Players, recruiting, all that plays a part into changing a program. So we've really excelled on recruitment. Got some good coaches in that knows what they're doing, hard on us coaching, so that means a lot into changing a program around.
All right, Akil, we're going to go here in the center section along the left aisle right in front of me to the back.
Hey, Akil, Ben Fredrickson, St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Coach Drinkwitz said he brought two linemen intentionally here today, A, because of your all's efforts, but also because he wanted to show people that if you come to Mizzou and work hard in the trenches, he can put you on TV. What's the message to that sends, bringing a couple of linemen instead of maybe a quarterback and a running back, more attention-grabbing spots?
I think Drink did a fabulous job on bringing us big guys, showing us love, because we work hard and the team goes where we go. So, just being in the trenches, it means a lot. We work hard. Big fourth down stop is on us. So us being able to come and represent Missouri and Mizzou, it means a lot.
Other questions, raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. He'll talk a little bit about this offseason. Last offseason, you weren't quite sure. The pandemic, you weren't able to work out normally. How does this year feel a little bit more normal? And do you feel like going into the season, you're kind of back in the groove of what a normal preseason would be heading into the season?
Going through a COVID year playing football, it was pretty crazy all over the place. Everything, discretion, control, So we had to deal with a lot of other things that went on. And us just putting our head down, continue to play our games and get through the season meant a lot. And with this season being, we got the stadium full capacity. So seeing the fans in there will mean a lot to us players. We bust our tail every day, to come to work and put smiles on their face and see the kids, so it just means a lot to have our season back to normal and a regular season schedule, no jumping around, moving games around, so just a regular season, it's exciting to see.
All right, we're going to go in the center section along the right-hand aisle.
Connor Guerra, Saturday Down South. How different is your impression of your coach now compared to when you heard that he was going to be taking the Mizzou job?
I think Coach Drink is fitting in pretty well. He loves the media. The media loves him. So an impression of him, he's a very energetic guy. And, he's a great coach. And he has just did a fabulous job with, coaching us up, changing Mizzou, keeping the tradition the same in Missouri, but, adding his own style and swag to it,
All right, Akil, we're going to go straight in front of me about three-quarters of the way back, the center section.
Jarrell Rush in Tuscaloosa News. How does working with a defensive coordinator like Steve Wilks, who has some NFL experience, change things, and what's it like learning from him?
It's crazy learning from him, a man with so much knowledge, with him being like prior being in the league, he comes to work every day. He's basically explaining us how the league is. And if you want to play at that level, then you got to do things a certain way. in the right way. So he instills that in our head day by day, you know. And I continue to learn new things from him every day in the meeting room. Steve Wilks is a great person, great man, great coach and everything.
Okay, Akil, we're going to go over here on the left-hand side along the wall.
Hi, Akil. Danielle G, KMU8 Sports. You know, you have such a leadership position here this season on the team. What type of advice do you have for the young guys coming on this season?
For the young guys, you know, I would say just go to work, man. Just get in the playbook for sure, most definitely. That's the biggest part. You know, knowing what you're doing on the field and knowing where everybody is supposed to be, you know, that's a big part. So, because, you know, it's not just a one-man show, you know, it's 11 people on the field. So you just can't make every play. So everybody works together. And, you know, being a freshman, young guy, you don't have much experience. So when you do get in and you do make plays, you know, those plays were made for you because you were well prepared.
Akil, you're representing the defense. Tell us a little bit about some of the guys on that side of the ball with you. Who are you looking to have big years, and what should people look for from the Missouri defense this season?
Our defense, you know, we even got a couple guys, transfer guys out of the portal, Ali Green and AK and Blaze. Those guys all came out of the portal. You know, they're older guys, more experienced, you know, so we don't have a young defense. We got 9 returning starters on the defense already. I believe that we have improved tremendously in areas, you know, where we lacked at the past couple years, especially on the D-line. You know, we've been busting our tail every week by week, day by day, you know, just to improve, you know, be the best D-line front in the country. And I truly believe that our defense is going to take off and lead Mizzou to a championship.
All right, we'll go back right down in front of me here in the center section.
Hello, Gerard Hamilton, Tuscaloosa News. Nick Bolton was that linebacker taken in the second round. Have you kept in contact with Nick, and what are some things he told you about maybe just leadership and how to, you know, keep the team under control, or I guess, or whatever, as you go into this next season?
You know, my boy Nick, he was a great leader on the field. You know, he wasn't really a vocal like that, but, you know, he led by example, most definitely. You know, he showed the way of doing things the right way on the field. You know, he played through injuries. You know, that's the way to do it. You know, I truly believe that Nick is a great player and a great person off the field, you know, and he's put the work in to be where he is right now.
And any final questions for Akil? All right, Akil, thank you for your time, and good luck this season.
Thank you. Happy to be here.